A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Roger, after two decades of calling everyone who disagrees with them a Nazi.
Yes, two decades. Yes.
Democrat leaders still not backing down on Graham Plattner, the Democrat looks like will be nominee for the U.S. Senate in Maine. Although, I don't know, Janet Mills is still on the ballot.
Defiantly burying the Totenkopf.
Yeah, for now. Despite what's just come out, ex-girlfriend saying, what are you talking about? Of course he told me it was a Nazi tattoo. He called it my Totenkopf.
Yeah.
She said he was proud of it.
Wow.
And she said that not only did he call it that, she said, I would have never known what it was. He would joke about it being a Nazi tattoo. The girlfriend, Fifield, claimed that Plattner told her that he and other Marines in his unit selected the tattoo because they were like a death unit. They were killers. Oh, I'll say, they ran the concentration camps.
Well, I mean, you see, he was arguing a matter of context. Yes, that's all it was.
Yes.
Wow. Remarkable.
Again, this is a guy who said in his own comments, from years ago, he joined the military because he wanted to kill people.
Yeah. Break things and kill people.
Yeah. The only legal way you can do that, I guess.
That is. That is. That's true.
Yeah. He also said that if anybody ever broke in here into his house, I would rape them. But not in a gay way. Okay, in the other way.
Okay.
That is not gay, just to be clear. Or something. Yeah, it's to assert dominance, he said.
What a guy.
You know what's interesting? I should have read this yesterday, but I didn't. Somebody texted me, maybe it was the day before, I don't know, it all runs together. Somebody texted me and said about his wife, you know, Graham Plattner's wife, that she has the look of somebody who's like scared and beaten. Like I've seen, the person said, look, I've seen or I've worked with, abuse victims, domestic abuse victims, and she's got the look. And I didn't read it because I couldn't prove it. You know what I mean? It's a little on the line of being libelous. And so I didn't read the text. And I kind of wish I had.
Yeah, it sounds like it might have been legitimate speculation.
Yeah, it was that's pretty deep, actually.
Yeah.
Plattner allegedly manhandled Fifield on multiple occasions, including twisting her arm during a heated argument, shoving her into a bedroom, telling her she couldn't leave until she was calm. He kept her locked in there all night. She says she fell asleep and he let her out the next morning. Oh, good.
Wow. Yeah, well, I have nothing to say that can be said with this mic open here, so.
Yeah right. Because we know our mission here, as the management likes to tell us, always keep the station license. First and foremost, keep the station license.
Protect the license.
Yes, exactly. So, now keep in mind why all of this is happening, okay? Because the New York Times did actual journalism, something they almost never do when vetting a Democrat candidate, right?
Yes.
And you know why, though? It's because the other route failed. Let me give an example of that. Here's NBC. And how they're describing the Nazi tattoo. Okay.
He also recently covered up a tattoo that he got in 2007 while he was a Marine that some say resembles a Nazi symbol. Plattner says he didn't know the reference at the time.
Yeah, all that cover up did not work. Didn't work.
No.
And, like, we got to keep in mind all of these Democrat senators, Democrat leaders. Well, you know, he has PTSD. So do a lot of people who don't have Nazi tattoos, though. So that's why all this is going on. And folks, why would he have this? Why does he say he's an Antifa super soldier? We have to begin to connect these dots because they concern us. Why did he rise in the Democrat Party? Why would that? Why do they like him?
That is a very good question.
Because he kept posting, I'm a member of the main Socialist Rifle Club. I'm a recruiter for them. I'm an Antifa super soldier. I'm a communist. They loved the violence. They loved the edge. And that is why for months, because this has been out there for months about the tattoo. That is why for months they didn't care. Why? It confirmed he had violent intent.
Well, with the escalation in that kind of activity on the part of what we once knew as the loyal opposition, he could still end up a poster boy for the cause. You
know? Yeah. So right now they're trying to push him out. But Roger, it's only because of X, because our side has pushed this and pushed this, and they can't black it out anymore. They can't lie the way they used to. They can't cover up. And now it's going to affect their power. So yeah. Now they care. He might lose a seat they could win, they think. And so now they care that he's a violent Nazi, Antifa super soldier.
Yeah. Well, if corroborating witnesses do emerge, there's a record that they'll drop you like a hot rock. When that happens. If it's indefensible. Yeah.
But if they could still defend it, they'd still, I mean, they still haven't retracted their endorsements. They might over the weekend if it's any worse. Mm. But it's only because of power. They don't care about electing a Nazi.
Well, I mean, we all heard the Senate leaders stonewalling in front of the Lord and everybody on the networks, about any question relative to that.
Yeah. So really frustrating stuff on the left. And then, Roger, have you heard this? The video of Adam Hamawi, the Al-Qaeda candidate.
Yep.
Literally, Al-Qaeda is about to get a candidate elected to Congress. That's not me being facetious. No. I can prove it.
True story.
Opens, because when you win a Democrat primary in a district where the Democrat's going to be the Congress member, right?
Mm-hmm.
You basically just won a Congress seat. He won that Democrat primary. This is how he opens his, victory speech. Folks, this is incredible. This is terrifying, okay?
We win!
When we organize,
we win!
Check beer!
Allahu Akbar!
Beer!
Allahu Akbar!
Beer!
Allahu Akbar!
Okay. Allahu Akbar, the traditional jihadi war cry as you battle the infidels.
Yeah.
Forcing them into conversion. That's how, Islam was spread at the point of a sword. Okay. Why do I call him the Al-Qaeda candidate? And in our side, we're tiptoeing around this. Well, he had an association with some people who maybe had an association with some associations with that. No.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me full stop this for you, okay? It's very simple. The group he worked for, you can look this up. It's not hard to do. The group he worked for in Bosnia is called the Benevolent International Foundation, the BIF.
Yes.
It is a State Department designated terror group. It's the official category. It is still in this category today, specially designated global terrorist, SDGT. Where did I get that? Off the U.S. Treasury Department website.
Okay.
OFAC.treasury.gov. Yeah. In addition, the group was sanctioned by the United Nations Security Council because of its movement of money for Al-Qaeda specifically and bin Laden generally to jihadis around the world.
Holy, what a tangled web we weave.
Specifically, this group, he worked for them in Bosnia in the early 90s, provided assistance to armed combatants in Chechnya and Bosnia. These are jihadis. My husband said to me last night, I wonder if he's ever seen an execution. Huh. But he has in his line of work.
You would think.
But this is a resume enhancer in a Democrat primary now. This is terrifying. By the way, he's not even a U.S. citizen. He's born in Egypt. What is he doing here? How did he get past a background check? And then he got into the army. Thank God everybody survived that. And okay, so that's going on. So now I'm going to pitch this. After his stint with Al-Qaeda, legit Al-Qaeda, he comes here and he's running around as a driver and translator for the blind sheikh who he takes road trips with throughout the Middle East and America. What does the blind sheikh do? Why does the blind sheikh need somebody to drive him around America? What is he up to?
He's a bomb plotter.
Sightseeing? No, he's blind. No, he's a bomb plotter. And so he is exhorting his followers to jihad. And they went and killed a rabbi for him in one case. And they did the First World Trade Center bombing in the other case.
Yeah, no question about it.
Right. But I mean, come on. Adam Hamawi did not like actually hear any jihad stuff while he's riding around with the blind sheikh, right? I mean, you know. He didn't know, right? His testimony under oath, I have a copy of it, as he's defending the sheikh, didn't work out so well. He ended up going to prison for the World Trade Center bombing.
Indeed, yeah.
Did you hear defendant Abdel Rahman talk about how America is the enemy of Islam? Yes, he says. And you heard about how Israel is the enemy of Islam, correct? Yes. Did you hear about how Muslims had to do jihad against the enemies of Islam? Remember, who's the enemies? Just told us, America. Did you hear about how Muslims had to do jihad against the enemies of Islam? Of course, he says. That's what he always talked about. He talked about jihad, you know. Wow. This guy is going to be a congressman. Assume he's not indicted on terror-related charges. I mean, I don't know. He's a Democrat, so who knows? And so, folks, they're not even hiding it. Again, opens his victory speech at his campaign headquarters with this.
We win!
When we organize,
we win!
Check beer!
Allahu Akbar!
Check beer!
Allahu Akbar!
Check beer!
Again, to be clear, if Islam is your religion, you want to run for office, you're an American, you can do that. But it's different when you've worked for a UN and U.S. Treasury Department designated terror group.
Ought to at least have to check your scimitar at the door before you go into the gallery, you know.
Well, look, Roger, and I've said this all week. This is why, if Democrats aren't going to stop these people in their primaries, in fact, this is a resume enhancer if you're with Al-Qaeda and you love jihad, then we need to pass Nancy Mace's bill ASAP to block people from running for Congress unless they were born American. That'll at least begin to cut down on some of this because this can't continue. Al-Qaeda, what are we going to have? The Al-Qaeda caucus in Congress and then the ISIS caucus in Congress? Is that how that's going to work?
Yeah, once again, the loyal opposition. Eh?
What happened to the Bush era slogan, we have to fight them over there so they don't come here?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Now they're sitting on the Intelligence Committee. And to wrap this whole thing up, what does he say? He wants to abolish the U.S. military and use the money, all of it, for healthcare funding. Of course he does. Trump's killed 880 ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists since he took office the second time. Adam's just trying to help him out.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.